The Finest Story in the World by Rudyard Kipling. Narrated by Robin Nixon. Or ever the knightly years were gone with the old world to the grave, I was a king in Babylon, and you were a Christian slave. W. E. Henley. His name was Charlie Mears. He was the only son of his mother, who was a widow, and he lived in the north of London, coming into the city every day to work in a bank. He was 20 years old and suffered from aspirations. I met him in a public billiard saloon where the marker called him by his given name, and he called the marker Bullseyes. Charlie explained, a little nervously, that he had only come to the place to look on, and since looking on at games of skill is not a cheap amusement for the young, I suggested that Charlie should go back to his mother. That was our first step toward better acquaintance. He would call on me sometimes in the evenings instead of running about London with his fellow clerks, and before long, speaking of himself as a young man must, he told me of his aspirations, which were all literary. He desired to make himself an undying name, chiefly through verse, though he was not above sending stories of love and death to the drop-a-penny-in-the-slop journals. It was my fate to sit still while Charlie read me poems of many hundred lines and bulky fragments of plays that would surely...